You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. Hi. I'm Colleen Ballinger here with my handsome husband, Eric Stocklin.
You're so kind, handsome wife.
Thank you. I am sickly, so if I sound a little different, I feel like I probably don't. You know how you sound different in your own brain when you're sick?
Maybe the slightest bit of nasal.
Yeah. So I probably just sound the same to you, but I feel like in my own brain, it sounds like,
oh no,
a Charlie Brown teacher.
Poor Lovey.
But I'm happy to be here. I have so much to talk about.
Do you?
Literally so many things.
That's so great.
First thing though, before we get into what needs to relax and who needs to relax.
Yeah.
You guys, we have to talk about the Lions. We have to talk about going to the game. We have to talk about, cause we didn't go to the game.
But it was before we went.
We have to talk about perfume because you guys gave a lot of recommendations.
Oh, good. I was going to ask you what they said.
I have so many things to talk about, but the most important thing we need to talk about first is I need you to touch this sack of broccoli.
Why?
Like, please touch this bag. Please hold it.
Yeah. This is what they're doing now.
What are you talking about? So instead of how does a plastic bag feel like hair?
It's terrible.
It feels
terrible feeling.
If hair was a bag, but it's not hair.
For the listener.
It's just a plastic bag that you would put like your produce in.
Yeah, the ones that come on the rolls in the produce section. Yeah.
But they changed the stuff they usually just give out at the grocery stores.
Yeah.
What is that?
This bag is certified compostable. So they figured out a way to make it out of the worst material on earth, but it's compostable.
Well, that's good. I'm
so it's
happy
good for the environment.
But it feels
the print,
like...
Yeah, it doesn't say...
Like, my version of hell would be to like someone say like, just hold that bag forever.
I don't want
to
hold that bag forever. That I don't want to hold it for another second.
What is that bag?
Allow me to look it up.
Like, okay, I wish I could explain. It actually feels like if hair was a bag, but it's not hairy. It doesn't feel like fur. It's like the feeling of touching someone else's hair in bag form. I cannot explain it. It doesn't have a temperature. Like, I feel like this probably never gets cold or hot. I don't know what this bag is that my broccoli is in, but when I touched it, I gasped and gagged at the same time.
It's made of a natural plant starch, and they do not produce any toxic material.
Well, I'm so glad about that. I'm just sad that now I have, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, yay. I'm so glad we're doing something else for the environment. Like paper straws. Like I don't want any more plastic straws. I'm drinking out of a metal straw today, but like, man, do I hate paper straws. And I think it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, I'm so glad it's better for the environment. How am I going to ever get produce ever again? Because I cannot touch that.
I think it's fine. I'm,
you don't mind it.
The first time I touched it, I was like, I don't like this. Also when you're in a grocery store and you go to, cause you know, they're on like the spindle and then there's the little like, you know, handlebar and you rip it on that, then it never works with these ones. Like they always rip and the texture is so shocking. When you start to pull it off, you're like, oh, and then you rip it and then it rips and you're like making a scene.
Horrible.
They're actually easier to do the little finger swish to get them open. But that's who thought of that? What scientist was like, I will make bags out of plant starch.
Good for you. I'm glad. I'm Cheers so grateful to those amazing scientists, but I'm also like, so sad about the sensory issues I have touching it. It's
disorienting.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I really don't like it.
Let me guess. Do you have a thing about those?
I have a thing. Can I tell you another thing I have a thing about?
Or yeah. Are these your relaxes?
I have so many things to say. Sure.
Okay.
They could all be my relaxes.
Yeah.
I realized something about myself that, is probably not as, I don't think you're going to like this about me. But I realized this about me last night. I was watching TikToks. Are we surprised? Never. I have to sneeze. So if I'm making insane facial expressions,
twitching?
It's because I really have to sneeze so bad.
Yeah, you're
so hold on one moment, please. Oh my God, it's coming.
Your sneezes are so clenched. You clench them.
Not
I
even
think
talking
gotta,
about sneezes.
No, because my sneezes.
I can't
sneezes,
believe he's talking about anyone else's sneezes
my
on the planet.
Sneezes,
you have
yes,
no place.
I have a crazy insane, what some might call a dad sneeze. But it's such a release for me. I hear it. It's all clenched. You gotta just let it out and scream when you do it.
That's such a dad sneeze. His sneezes are literally like, so insane. Like. Anyway, what I was going to say before the sneeze attacked me was that I I do something crazy. Okay. So we talked a little bit about last week how I can't watch stressful TV shows or movies like Squid uh-huh. Game. The new season is out and I couldn't watch it. I watched a little bit of maybe an episode and it was too much for me. But because TikTok is what it is, it must have heard us watching the show or something. It is feeding me all of these videos about Squid Game, whatever. And I've not seen season two. I haven't even seen all of season one, but I watch every TikTok about the like behind the scenes, the spoilers, the like Easter eggs, like all this stuff. Like I'm like, I watch it as if I've seen the show, and all these TikToks start with like, don't watch this if you don't want spoilers. Like this is going to have a bunch of spoilers in it. And I watch that. I know everything that happens in that show. I have not seen it.
That's
just because of other people on TikTok talking about the show. I literally could tell you the entire plot and everything about it. And this is not the only time I've done this. I do this with movies, with TV shows. I'll watch just randos like talking about it on social media and learn everything about it.
Yeah.
And when I'm watching movies or TV, I will Google like what happens at the end because uh-huh. I don't like the suspense.
That's like a bunch of different things.
Is that insane?
You don't like suspense. So you'll Google what. Yeah. When we watch like true crime documentaries or anything like that, you'll always Google like within the first episode, if it's an episodic, or the first 10 minutes, if it's just like a movie, you'll Google what happened, whatever. Cause like you need to know, I know you do that.
Well, I need to do that because I can't finish a documentary about if there's a murderer or a guy who's done something really horrible to women specifically, but anyone like a murderer or something like that. If they didn't catch the person, if there wasn't justice, I won't watch it. Like I can't watch it if it's like, and we still don't know where he is.
That's like, as a child, what haunted me was unsolved mysteries. Not mm-hmm. only because of like how the host, and he was so great at pulling it off and like the music, but like the fact that these were all unsolved, that there was no, and I didn't like America's Most Wanted either. Cause those weren't solved either. Like I liked when there was, yeah, when they catch the guy.
But I do know that those help people, they help get people caught because people watch me like, oh my gosh, I know that person. So I'm glad they exist. But for me and my anxiety, yeah, I can't watch them because it's too upsetting to me to hear about horrible things and no justice being served.
I finished that season of Squid Game. Can I give my review?
I would love it.
I don't think this is a spoiler, but it's not a season of television. It's like half a season of television.
Yeah, because the final three episodes are going to be season three next year.
Which is it's so unbelievably frustrating. To be like, here's like, you know, after 3 years, be like, and now here's season two. And I'm watching like, I'm like, wait a minute, this is episode 7 and there's only like 10 minutes. I'm like, how are they going to wrap up all, they got all this going on. How are they going to wrap up all this in 7 minutes? And there's 5 minutes left. I'm like, wait, what's going on here? Are they not going to wrap up any of this? There's no payoff for like 10 different storylines. There's no payoff. Cut to black. I was just like, you know. It was why I wait another 3 years. Like you didn't finish this there, you know.
It's not going to be another 3 years because they've already shot. Sorry. Well, they already shot season three because they shot it all together.
Oh, I forgot you know all the behind the scenes.
I literally do and I haven't seen the show. I'm not kidding.
So they already shot. Well,
they've already shot season three because the guy.
Of course they already shot it.
Well, the guy, the creator was like 10 episodes is too many for a season. So we have to split it up. So the final three episodes are their own season. But, you know.
Three episodes. Okay.
What at least
we,
that's what
are
I.
Are we England?
That's what I saw from some random TikToker. I don't know, but what's funny about that is when we got season two of Haters Back Off.
Yeah.
When we got season one, they said it was going to be 8 episodes, and I was like, "Oh, that's so short." And they're like, "No, this is going to be what's going to happen from now on. Like seasons of shows aren't going to be long anymore. They're just going to be like 8 episodes. They're going to be even shorter." Like, and I was like, "That's crazy. I've never heard of an 8 episode."
It's called miniseries.
Yeah, I was like, "That's crazy, but cool." I was so grateful, I was so excited. And then season two came around. I was like, "We're getting picked up. Let's see if we can get more episodes because 8 episodes was so little. Like, I really wanted 10 episodes."
Yeah.
10 or 12. And they came back, they're like, we're doing 8 episodes again. And I was so sad because I was like, what? Only 8? Which is so funny because now it's like, that's so common. And I just like, but back then it wasn't, I hadn't heard of it really hardly at all, but they're like, no, they're like, there are some places that are only doing 6 episode seasons. And it's I was crazy. Like, what? Why can't we do 10 or 12?
What was it for like Seinfeld or Friends? Were they doing like 24, 36?
I know. Like, I feel like it was so many. But yeah. That is coming out. But tell me your review. Oh, that was your review.
That was my
review. You were sad that
it was
like.
Yeah, I didn't
want
to give any spoilers or anything.
Well, someone call it a cliffhanger, love.
Well, someone would call it blue balls.
Oh my God.
I would take that out.
Don't take it out.
So well, there was no resolution. No resolution. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say.
I'm sorry. That's frustrating.
I just saw something blue and I was like,
yeah, I'm sorry. That's love. That's very frustrating for you.
Happened. It was very frustrating for me. Do I know who I think needs to relax, or do you want to just keep going on your little?
No, I don't need to talk about it anymore. I thought you'd get real mad at me about that. That I like know everything about a show that I haven't watched, and I
would get mad at you about that.
Not mad at me, just like annoyed and think it was insane.
It is a bit silly that like if you have no interest in the show, but you're like watching all these TikToks on it.
That's incorrect.
You just can't watch it.
So much interest in the show.
You did a good job of explaining it.
Great show. I get too anxious. So anyway,
like I said in our previous conversation, like there are certain movies that like I love, but I can't watch because I know they like actually induce like a very stressful moments mm-hmm. for me. Mm-hmm.
So who do you think needs to relax?
We're going to Tiff.
All right. Well, one of the things on my list was a bunch of stuff that was like going to start arguments. So like I was writing down things I wanted to talk about and I was like, this is just going to start fights. And I was like, maybe I just am going to be instigating fights today.
Okay.
But you go first. I want to hear your fight first.
My little passenger princess.
I knew this was coming.
You're my little passenger princess, and in our minivan, you got your little shelf where you can put your French fries, and you can sit there.
Passenger troll. I don't know that I would classify as a princess.
You know what I mean?
Like
you can watch your TikToks. You can play your Taylor Swift music. Yeah. Sing loudly or Wicked. Sing very loudly. You're all set up over there. You do not drive. In this relationship, in this family, you don't drive.
In life.
In life, you don't really drive.
I don't
you
like
have
it.
A driver's license if you haven't lost it again.
I don't know
because you won't have a wallet.
I do now.
You refuse to have a wallet.
I made one out of paper.
Yeah, where is it? Are your things in it?
No.
We obviously we just drove up to Santa Clara where the 49ers stadium is. And this is a long drive.
Correct.
It's a very long drive. And we had made a couple stops to like, you know, look for some rocks mm-hmm. on the way. So it made
have
it
a
even.
Have a little tinkle.
Have a little tinkle. Get those fries I was talking about earlier. And so it turned into a very, like, kind of turned into like an all day event both times. And by the second time on the way back, I was fatigued within the last hour to the point where we had stopped for a tinkle. And then I was like, do you mind just the last hour taking over? Little did I know this was risking my life.
Oh, please.
But you do this thing.
I drove the last hour on the way up too, by the way.
You get car sick.
I do.
Air quotes, car sick. And you'll
why the air quotes?
I don't know. Because I don't believe you. I'm kidding. I do believe you. I believe women.
Okay. That's not the same. Okay. Anyway.
And you'll... The way I brake on the highway or don't brake.
Oh, it drives me bananas. Like
you comment on it and it always stirs something inside me.
I know. You get so defensive. You get so mad.
Because I think I'm a really good driver.
You are.
And I think I'm very delicate because
you
I come from a father who's not delicate with that
pedal.
No,
he's not. Well, here's, can I explain what it is? So I learned to drive and I'm not a good driver. I'm not going to sit here and be like, I'm an amazing driver.
This isn't even what I want to talk about,
by the
way.
I know it's not.
This is my relax.
I know. I'm just going to touch on it one second. Okay. Please let me just say. So when you drive on the freeway, on the highway, you go like you push down on the gas, the speed that you need to go, right? So you're pushing down, your foot is on the gas consistently. And what you do is you push down on the gas to speed up and then you put take your foot all the way off the gas.
That's not what I do.
And you put it on the gas and you put it all the way
How
off the gas.
Dare
so you speed up, down, up. So
defensive.
On the freeway, I'm literally doing this
not,
on the freeway. Like, yes, you've let your foot off. If you start going too fast.
No.
If you start going too fast, if you're like, oh, I'm going a little fast. Instead of like slowly moving your foot off the pedal so that we slowly slow down, you lift your foot off the pedal. And then if you want to speed up, you push your foot down the pedal quickly.
Is this your relax about my driving?
I'm just saying that's what I'm referring to.
Is this your relax about my driving?
We've never gone into it in detail. I'll just be like, oh, Lovey, I'm getting a little car sick, you know, when we're in the car. But right now I'm explaining exactly what it is that it makes me sick is the like, anyway, but please continue. I know what your relax is and it's very valid.
Then it like makes me like so conscious of it. And there's so much driving and there's so much going on that like it just makes me so conscious of it. I do get defensive about it. But so within the last hour of the drive back, you take over, get on the freeway. You're immediately make your way over to the passing lane,
right?
And you're going
the fast lane.
And you're in the fast lane, going at all times at least 5 miles per hour faster than I'm comfortable with, but also you stay in the fast lane.
Mm-hmm.
This is something you do. You mm-hmm. go over to the fast lane and you stay in the fast lane.
Well, if I'm going a long distance, yes. If I'm not going a long distance.
And I'm like, why are all these people passing us on the right? And I look up in the rear mirror and there's someone on, you know, right behind us. And I could see them get frustrated, then move over to the slow lane to then pass around us. And I'm like, I say something out loud. I say like, Colleen, like, why do you not ever move over to the slow lane when people are trying to pass you? And you go, cause I'm in the passing lane. And
no, I said I'm in the fast lane. I've never said passing lane in my life.
You don't call it passing lane. You just call it fast lane. And it blew my mind because as we talked about this more, I realized that you don't know how to drive. You don't know the commonplace rules of etiquette on a highway. You think, well, I'm going the long distance and I'm going this average speed and I will keep the average speed in the passing. It's a passing lane, also called a fast lane. Sure. But when what you're supposed to do is what I was saying to you in the car was when people come up behind you and they get right behind you, it's them indicating I'm going faster than you. Like, and so you need to move over so that I can pass you. And then if you want to, and there's someone you need to pass, you can go over into the fast lane or passing lane. To where what I do is I usually stay in the slower lane unless I'm by an exit. I know people are going to be entering the freeway or if there's someone I need to pass. So most of my time is spent in the slow lane because I'm only over in the passing lane or fast lane when I need to pass someone or when I need to move over for an entrance onto the highway and people are coming on at a slower rate of speed. If I'm staying that fast lane because I'm passing multiple slow people and some big truck comes up behind me like and is riding my tail, like I move over so that they can pass because it's dangerous to have people passing on the right. Mm-hmm. This was our conversation and you tell me no. You say nay, sir.
I think you're insane.
That is not the way to do it.
I know that.
And I'm
the
like,
law,
bro, how
like,
you're,
I know,
you don't know how to drive?
No, I know that in the legal whatever is like, oh, there's passing and whatever, but no, how I
you
was-
You were telling me it was on the California, you're like, oh, you don't know California. This was on the driver's test.
Yeah, literally, tell me what is the speed limit on the freeway in California?
65,
no,
75.
No, you're wrong. It's the flow of traffic.
Oh my gosh. Or at the flow-
You're incorrect. Because if you're in the fast lane-
I was just about to say it.
If you're in the fast lane going 65, that's illegal. You can get ticketed for that.
I was just about to say that.
Well, anyway-
You talked over me.
I never called it the passing lane where I grew up and most of my life, my adult life was in LA and no one calls the fast lane the passing lane in Los Angeles. That is crazy.
Let me know if that's is that an East Coast thing? Let me know if that's an East Coast thing.
I think it's probably a generic thing in America is there's a passing lane.
Well, you also call them freeways. There's a whole, you know, there's lots of differences. But
like
sure.
The majority of my driving experience was in Los Angeles because obviously I learned to drive at 15, 16. And then I went to college at 17 and I was in LA and that's the only place I really drove was in Los Angeles, didn't drive in New York. And then, you know, I'm with you and I don't drive when you're around. So like,
so this is an LA thing.
So in LA,
you just stay. Well, there's so much traffic.
Nobody
traffic
calls
in
it
LA.
So you, I think it's just so like, I get it that there's a passing lane and that you, but you've got to be kidding me that when there are two lanes, like on the road that I was on, there were two lanes. Okay. The freeway and that part of the freeway, there were two lanes.
It's the 101.
The slow lane and the fast lane. If I were to have stayed in the slow lane, I would have been going 50 miles an hour the entire drive home.
That's not true.
Yes, because that's where all the trucks go. And everyone who wants to go faster than a semi truck goes
then
in
you
the
get,
fast
then
lane.
Then you go into the fast lane and you pass the truck and then you return to the safer, slower lane.
I literally do not even care if everyone watching this comments is like, Colleen's such an idiot. She's wrong. It's a passing lane. You're not supposed to be in the passing lane unless you're passing someone. You're not supposed to be in the, I don't care. I don't care if that's the law. I think it's incorrect. I think that why would you want to be in the slow lane if you're going fast for literally hours? We are driving hours. So you're telling me I'm supposed to be in the slow lane behind all these people going literally 50 miles an hour who are getting on and off the freeway where it's dangerous. People are incoming and getting off and getting on. And like, it's so obnoxious. And that seems dangerous to me. And I'm supposed to stay in that going 50 to 55 miles an hour and going around each and every single car to try to go the normal speed limit. No, if I'm going to be on the freeway for like an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, I'm going to be in the fast lane and just stay in it and go the speed that everyone's going.
And so my main point of conflict with this, so you're just going to stay in the fast lane no matter what. So if someone obviously is driving at a way higher rate of speed in the fast lane and comes up behind you and it's right behind you, what are you going to do?
Absolutely nothing, because I'll tell you what,
And you're going to force them to come and pass you on the right?
It's not my responsibility.
It's dangerous to pass on the right because that's where people move over to
exit. Listen,
to
I'm
exit.
Not going to help someone else break the law. I'm going the speed of traffic in the fast lane because I'm looking at the cars in front of me on the fast lane that are not passing, that are literally just staying consistent on the freaking fast lane. And I'm going the same speed as them. I'm keeping a very safe distance between me and the car in front of me, but I'm going the same speed as the car or cars in front of me. So if someone comes up and rides up on my butt and is going like 90 miles an hour, 85 miles an hour, trying and is pissed that I'm going 75, that is their fault. I'm not going to get out of the way so they can continue to speed and break the law and be dangerous and be reckless. If they want to go and break the law, then they need to figure out how to do that on their own. I'm not going to help them. And me getting over to go into the right lane so they can pass me, that you're not supposed to use the right lane as a passing lane. And so that would be me breaking so many rules because I'd be getting out of the ways for this person to speed and break the rules. And then also I'd be getting into the right lane, like essentially doing the passing lane, but in the wrong direction.
What are you?
So this
what
person
are
could pass me.
About?
That doesn't make any sense.
You don't make any sense.
So that,
what you just said made no sense.
You think that if I'm in the fast lane,
yes,
and a car comes up and starts riding my butt and is speeding, I'm supposed to get out of the way?
Yeah.
No.
That's what people do. It's what's like.
No. That's their fault for speeding. And I'm not going like super slow. I'm going the flow of traffic and it's usually like 75 miles an hour. And I'm never like going super slow. Like I look at the cars in front of me and I go the same speed as them. I'm not arguing that I'm a great driver and I'm not arguing that it's legally correct what I'm saying, but I'm just saying like, I don't think it is safe for me to be, do you know how freaking scary and dangerous it is to switch lanes on the freeway? That is scary stuff, especially a big old minivan like we have, like to switch lanes, I'm always scared someone's going to be speeding around or like I'm going to hit someone. I don't like switching lanes. So if I'm in the slow lane, I have to switch lanes every 5 minutes to pass a car. That's way more unsafe than just staying in the fast lane for the consistent like hour or 2 hours that I'm driving.
Well, that's why they've, you know, it's 2025 and there's all these like updated like safety features, including like I told you, like in the rearview mirror, there's the blind spot monitor where a little yellow thing will flash. And I told you about it and you're like, well, I don't care.
I do care. I do care.
You didn't know what it did. You're like, it's what? Like you didn't know what it was.
No, I did know what it was, but that's not my point. My point is that I can't believe you think it is safer. And maybe this is what the law is too. And this is what's the legal thing. I do not believe that it is safer if you are driving a long distance and driving a very long time. It cannot be safer to be in the slow lane and constantly passing cars, switching lanes to pass to stay in the slow lane. That cannot be safer than staying a consistent speed in the fast lane for the entire time and not switching lanes. Switching lanes is when accidents can happen. Like that is like the less times you can switch back and forth to different lanes, the safer it will be. So to me, it's way safer to stay in the fast lane the whole time and go the flow of traffic.
Yeah. Than
to be switching lanes constantly in the slow lane. That seems crazy.
I see the logic that you're presenting statistically. I'm pretty sure about this is that the safest lane to be on the highway is the middle one when there's three. In this case,
seems like the least safe.
Okay. This is a two lane highway. What you're doing is you're causing people that are already speeding to now pass you on the right. And so if you're staying in the fast lane and then you're like, oh, here's my exit. Now you have to cross over a lane. But it's more dangerous for you now because you don't know if someone speeding is going to be trying to pass you on the right because you didn't move over in the first place for them to go in the
speed
lane.
So if I have to cross one time to get to my exit, that's unsafe. But if I have to pass the passing lane, like go and pass someone like multiple times
in a
drive,
that's fine. No, but if
they're
having to pass you on the right, it's not only about you. It's like if they have to pass you on the right, it's like also people that are going at a slower rate of speed because they're entering the freeway and that makes it a more dangerous situation for them.
And I wouldn't want to be in the slow lane because people entering the freeway are getting into the slow lane.
No, what I'm saying. But I mean, you're causing a dangerous situation for them. Like
by being in the fast lane, I'm not
in their
way.
By being in the fast lane and not moving out of the way for people because you're causing the speeders to have to pass you on the right, which puts them
so
in the right lane with people entering the freeway.
I just think it's the most bananas thought in the world.
I truly don't think you're even listening to what I'm saying.
I am because what you're saying,
how?
What you're saying is that you are only supposed to be in the fast lane if you are passing a car. That's crazy. That's not
true.
No,
if you're with the flow... No, if you're with the flow of traffic and the fast lane, it's if as you're calling it, not the passing lane, is consistently, that flow of traffic is consistent. And there's a like, you know, there's a bunch of trucks, slower drivers or whatever, people going like at the speed limit or under it, you know what I mean? Or whatever. Yes, I would stay in the fast lane, but then,
right, so what's the issue?
Then once that broke up, or if someone behind me wanted to go faster, I move over to the right. And then then if it's still slow in front of me, then I'll move back over to the fast lane. But I'm saying it's the obligation of the person in the fast or passing lane to know that, like, if someone comes up behind you and it's like riding your butt, it's your obligation to move over to, and it's the safest thing to do is would be for you to move over to the right. And it's also just, it's just like etiquette.
I feel like I go pretty fast in the fast lane. So if someone's going faster than me, then they're like definitely being unsafe and breaking the law. So if I were to move over, they'd just be stuck in front of the person that was in front of me because
less about like the speed and they're rule breakers and they're like speeders and they're breaking. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the that you'll just go. I'm going to go my speed. I'm going to go and do it in the fast lane. And if it bothers anybody else, you got to go around me on the right. I feel like that's what struck me is that, cause it's like, there's something about that that is just so unbothered.
Huh.
Defying gravity is being screamed in the car.
Okay.
Well, that's,
you can believe that. So, but I think it would be much more unsafe for me to be in the slow lane going 50 miles an hour and switching lanes every 5 minutes to get around every single semi truck and then get back in the slow lane and then get out of the slow lane to let people come onto the freeway and they back in the slow lane. That is so stupid.
I don't think I see the logic in what you're saying. And I've said that. I have not heard that back.
I see the logic in what you're saying of that you want me to get
listening.
Out of the way for people that are speeding. Okay. I hear you. But I don't drive very often, so
we
you probably
listen
won't have
and
to...
we don't judge.
No, I'm not judging. I'm defending myself a little bit.
We don't, for those of you just listening, we are smiling.
Huh?
We're smiling.
Now we are. No, I never drive. But when Eric drives, he does pretty much stay in the slow lane.
That's not true.
Which when I remember when we first started being in cars together and you would drive, I was like, this guy just stays in the slow lane. This is crazy.
I have three children in the car with me.
No, I love how you drive.
I drive defensively.
I know. I love that you're a safe driver. But I remember before we had kids thinking like, why is this guy always in the slow lane? Because I'd never even heard of a passing lane. I was like a passing, like the freeway.
Yeah, I don't call them
the
fast or
lane.
Slow lane. I call, you know what I mean?
It's the fast and slow lane, baby. That's what I was always called. But same thing, I'm not on the road very often, guys.
She lives her life in the fast lane.
No, I'm sure everyone in the comments
in
is going to be like,
lane.
Colleen, don't ever drive again. Like everyone's going to be so mad at this.
It's like one time a year. It's like one time a year this happens.
Anyway, well.
And she moves the seat into the steering wheel.
I'm real close to the steering wheel.
If the option is there, she moves it up. So every time I try and get in the car after you've driven it, like I'm like, oh, what? Ugh. And I'm like,
bent halfway.
I can't, literally can't even get in to adjust the seat. I have to adjust it from outside the car. You move it so far up to the steering wheel and so far up that like my head is like bent against this. I'm like, I don't know. Like you're just flying.
Cause I can't see over the hood of the car. I like being able to see as much as I can when I'm driving. Cause driving is scary.
Do whatever keeps you safe, love.
Well, thank you for bringing that up.
Sorry. I didn't think it was going to go well. But
I think it went pretty well.
But I definitely didn't think it was going to go as great as it just went.
I feel like it went really well.
I think
we'll
see. I think, you know, we put this to the court of public opinion.
No, they're all
and then
going
the
to
people
obviously
tell
agree
us
with you. It's not even a question. They're going to say I'm wrong and they're going to say you're right because I'm pretty sure that like that is the law. I bet you that is.
I don't know.
That like you're but that you're not.
Someone's going to tell us.
They're all going to tell us that I'm wrong. And they're going to say that it's like the legal, it probably does say legally, like you're not supposed to be in the passing lane unless you're passing someone. But like nobody does that in LA. Like nobody just
this
like
is,
only goes
LA,
to the
this
fast
wasn't
lane.
This wasn't LA. This was like farm roads.
Right. Exactly. Whatever.
In LA, it makes sense because like
wrong.
There's LA is so congested that like there's never, you're never going to like if someone's trying to ride my, if I'm in LA, which I lived for a decade. If somebody's riding my butt, I'm like, you move over for you? I can't even, I'm trying to get past this guy. So in
this
LA,
is the only place I've ever drove my whole life.
In LA, it doesn't apply.
Exactly. Because, exactly my point. So that's where that's the only place I've ever driven.
That's your point.
Well, that's my point of why I believe what I believe, because that's the only place I've ever driven for the majority of my adult life. And so the few times that I don't drive there, I'm still like applying those rules to my driving.
I grew up on the I-95.
Yeah, not me.
I-95.
Okay. I do have something else. So I looked up some of the perfumes that you guys had suggested in the comments, because we were talking about how we wanted to try out perfume and cologne, see what we liked.
Wait, you have some?
Oh, love. You're going to love
it. How'd you get
this.
Them so fast?
That's the problem. The stuff that people had recommended, I've ordered, but I don't have it yet. But I did make an order, like a delivery order last night, like for some groceries.
Oh, fun.
And for like random things that I needed, like random stuff. So I ordered from a place called Five Below, which is where everything is under $5. And I was looking for other stuff. I was getting random stuff. And
there's a store called Five Below.
Yes. And on it
Isn't
was
that
like
a jazz bar in New York. Am I crazy?
Oh, there's, there's like, it's called something. Is it Five
it's
Below?
Like
I think
Times
it's like
Square.
65 Below or something. I don't know. Some 95 sort of below. Is it Five below. Below? Something below. I don't know. Yes, there is like a club in New York that's really like a cabaret venue. Anyway, it was being promoted to me that there were perfumes. And I was like, and in my head, as I'm like shopping for things I need, I go, who'd buy perfume from Five Below? And I was like, wait.
No, that's not what they
I actually think I have to buy perfume from Five Below.
Why would you buy bad perfume? We want a good one.
Because
ones.
What if?
Not
what if it's good, and because what? Perfume's expensive, because people were recommending perfumes in the comments, and I was
How
looking at perfumes
cost?
And colognes. I mean, it's like $100-$200 for good.
Stop it.
Yes,
I've never bought these things. That's
and for like
much?
A little sampler, like tiny little travel sampler one, it's like $40-$50 for like the nice ones. I'm like, what? And I don't even know if I'm gonna like the smell. So I know you're supposed to go into like a place and
Filings.
Smell them, but I don't want to like go in and like have people come up to me and like be like, can I help you find a scent?
Those,
like,
you know,
I don't want to do that.
After that, it's what's dawning on me now is that like, since I'm not this type of person, it always blew my mind that when you went into like a Nordstrom's or like a, you know, department store, that this, they have this whole section that's all that's, that has like 30 people working in it. That is all just smells.
I doubt they still do. They still do that, like, because malls aren't even a thing anymore.
I haven't been in a mall in a minute, but till very recently, yes, sure.
Well, I got a couple from Five Below. I just like ordered a couple, and whatever I just like clicked yes on a few of them, like that were being promoted to me from Five Below, and the ones that I clicked on didn't even come. So whoever was shopping for me just got two random ones.
Were they review? They were like, this person's wearing perfume from $5 store.
Literally, like this person's
just get them whatever.
Just, like, get
yeah.
Them. Yeah, exactly. So I haven't opened up the box of one, but one of them is called Solar Flare.
That's a good name for a
Brazilian Caramel what? Dreams.
What is it?
That's it's not a hair and body fragrance mist. So it's not a perfume, but it's like a mist.
Is that what people are doing now? So I need to, I need this to be explained
it.
To me.
There's mists and there's things. I don't know.
But is a mist is a perfume?
It's not going to stay on you very
perfume's
long.
Perfume's a mist?
I don't know.
Cologne's
I'm
going to
spritz it in the air. We're going to smell. I don't want to put it on me because what if it stinks like butt? You know? So I'm just spritzing it. Wait, I don't smell. I literally smell nothing.
It smells
like... Wait, oh, I smell it. Oh, no, I don't like it at all. Oh, my God. Do you smell that? Did you smell it?
Yes, I very
it
much smelled
so it.
It
smells so bad.
It smells like that one I was talking about, the Bath and Body Works one that every girl would wear.
No, it doesn't smell like that. Oh, there's a lot of, like, vanilla in it, I feel.
It's very vanilla. Yeah, that's high school.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, it says, smells like salted caramel, sweet pistachio, and whipped vanilla. Is it growing on me? Do I kind of like it now?
And you know what's bizarre? Is that once you said those three things, I immediately, I'd already smelled vanilla. I immediately, the caramel, immediately smelled that. And then I was like, what the hell does pistachio smell like?
Yeah, what does pistachio smell like?
We're using pistachios for scents now?
Hmm.
What does a pistachio smell like?
I couldn't tell you.
Describe it to me.
I feel like pistachios always have different flavors. Like, is pistachios like a nut that doesn't have much of a flavor? And so
well, there's like,
they always put pistachio desserts.
There's like, yeah, pistachio ice cream. I can
so
feel
it must
like.
Be sweet. I don't know. Anyway, oh, how am I going to spray another one now? Because now that you smells.
Yeah, it's that one's taken over.
Dang it. I really wanted to try this other one because it's in a fancier box. And it's called, this one's called Be Sexy NYC.
Where's it? Tell me where it's made. Because if that's made in New York City, I will drink it.
Oh, my God.
No, because there's just no way.
Okay, hold on. Flammable until dry is the first thing this box says. Okay. Do not use near fire, heat, or on a naked flame. Why naked, though? Okay, hold on.
Trying to be sexy.
Yeah, I guess it is.
It's their whole brand.
How do I find out where? There's a lot of French on it. Maybe it's made in France. I have a headache from the other one.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I really don't see anywhere on it does it say where it was made, but I'm going to open this box. Give me a sec. Okay, I got to say, the packaging's kind of cute. Yeah. I kind of like it. It's like my favorite colors.
Can
it's
I see
like
the box?
Bright purple, and it feels Sorry. Nice. I'm not going to lie. This is like already like I'm into it for $5.
A deal? Can I see the box?
Hold on. Yeah, here. Okay, Be Sexy NYC. I'm going to look it up online and see if like how bad the reviews are for these two things. So is this one a legit perfume?
Made in India.
Oh, what? How did you find that?
This is right on the bottom.
Oh my God. Be Sexy NYC perfume. Okay, I'm going to look it up and we'll see if it has, I cannot find one with, oh wait. Okay, user reviews so far I'm seeing are good. On Amazon, first of all, on Amazon, it's $14.99. So I got a deal.
Amazon, yuck.
And also on Amazon, it has 4.3 out of 5 stars. And 290 reviews. Like, that's pretty good.
I feel like the type of person that buys this perfume is the type of person that reviews it on Amazon, if that makes sense.
That's true. Wait, hold on. I want to look up this other one, Solar Flare Hair and Body. I want to look up what the reviews are on this one. I'm giving it time before we spray this Be Sexy because it stinks in here.
We weren't prepared for how much, what was that one called?
Solar Flare.
Solar Flare is like, if you wear Solar Flare if you want to like take over the room, if you're like the main character.
Okay, you want to hear a review of it? There's a lot of reviews. Most of the reviews say that the smell doesn't last very long. Like, it smells good, but it doesn't last.
Is that a thing with perfume, I guess? You want it to last
cheap
as long
perfume.
As possible?
Yeah, well, you don't have to keep applying it. This person says, got this because it smelled similar to an old Gloomy Bear perfume I had. What?
Gloomy Bear.
Is that a brand or is like they're a Gloomy Bear that this person had?
I don't know.
It says it's a dupe for Beyonce Pulse, so I bought this instead. Smells good, but the smell doesn't last. Max, it lasts probably an hour and a half before having to reapply. Is not a dupe for Beyonce Pulse. I ended up buying because I thought it would last longer. Beyonce Pulse smells like a weird musky baby powder. Horrid. This smells fruity, bit floral. That's a pretty good review.
Is that a thing? Like they all? I know like that Ariana has a perfume.
She has lots of perfumes.
Right. But that's the thing. I didn't know Beyonce had a perfume. I mean, I know
I
nothing
think
about
they
perfumes.
An insane amount of money on perfumes, these celebrities.
Yeah,
when
I would walk through that section, sometimes you'd be forced to walk through that section when you would enter like a department store and it's like, it's all celebrity faces for every
yeah,
one
I
of them.
Think
and
they
I think
make
for,
a lot
for
of
men
money.
Too, for like every cologne ad I've ever seen, it's like, you know, Adam Driver
well, I mean,
on
it's
a horse
just stinky water, isn't it? I mean, it can't be, the money must
water.
Be in the packaging because it's literally stinky water.
Yeah, the marketing, Be Sexy NYC.
I mean, this bottle is super cute. Do you think we're ready to smell it? I'm nervous, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to spritz it. Okay. Come on, spritzy, spritzy.
Spritzing it right at me.
Wait.
Oh, it smells like... Oh, now I smell it.
Oh, wait. Oh, I like it. I legit do like it for real. You don't like it?
Does this one describe...
Oh, I really like it for real.
It's giving...
It smells good. It smells like... High school.
It's giving like...
It smells like...
I have a library card and I use it.
Oh, wait, what? Like an old person?
I don't know.
I think it smells young. It smells like it smells like a teenage... She got it at like Claire's.
You love it.
I actually do. But if you don't like it, I'm never spritzing it again.
No, I think it's great. Maybe
the whole point of this is to find scents that the other likes.
Yeah, maybe.
So if you don't like this one, she's
it's not
out.
It's not as overpowering.
Well, this one's certainly better than the other fragrance mist.
Maybe it seems like
I think this smells really good.
Maybe
that's
maybe
fun.
Maybe a new sponsor.
But I don't know that I want to smell like it. I feel like that smells really good. And if someone smelled like that, I'd be like, oh, you smell good. But I don't know.
It lingers. You know what? It sneaks up on you.
It does sneak up
it
on you.
It sneaks up on you and then it lingers. And then it enters the mouth.
Mm.
Maybe that's because you sprayed it right
so
at me.
You can taste it.
I can feel it like tingling on my.
Oh no!
Yeah,
that's not good.
Maybe that is good. Maybe that's what you want in a perfume from your partner.
It smells good, but I don't know that it smells like me. But I love this bottle. That's such
the
a
bottle,
cute bottle.
They made
it's
that.
It's like my favorite colors. It's like a bright purple and like a fuchsia and a fun like tealish turquoise on the bottom. Hello, this is
yeah.
so cute for $5.
Can I see it?
That's a great. Wait, now I can. Wait, the mixture of the two scents though is now happening, and that's not great.
I feel nauseous.
Yeah, probably. It's a lot of smell. Should we take a pause so we can take a breath? Should we open the door? I feel like it is a little overwhelming, actually.
I'm actually feeling a little bit.
Maybe let's take a minute. We're going
to
take a minute and
I'm
open the windows.
Sweat. I feel a little bit sick. This might not be the one.
We left the room for 10 minutes and just walked back in. We had the door open, the windows open, and it reeks. Like, it's so bad. And I don't know if I'm smelling a combination of the two or what, but like, whatever I thought I liked.
If we ever like fulfill like the rest of this idea for another like episode, we're doing it outside.
And we got to do one at a time.
We'll try one different scent that people have suggested an episode.
Well, I've also outside. Seen people online say like, you have to try it. It depends on your body and your skin, but I don't want to stink all day with like a smell I don't like.
It depends on what?
Like every perfume smells different on different people.
What?
Why do you have a picture of other women's buttholes on your wall right
oh,
here?
Oh, that's like I found it in a shoebox the other day. It's like a sentimental thing. It's like,
what?
I bought that the first week I moved to LA.
Sure. But like,
on Venice Beach on like the boardwalk.
Uh-huh.
It's just like a silly postcard. It's not like.
No, it's like literal asses, like naked women's butts.
I'm sure we could even show it.
I'd like, actually, I'm not a jealous person or like a weirdo about that, but like, I don't think I want that on the wall.
I'll show it.
Like, that's literally.
Is that in focus? Can you tell me?
I don't know if it's in focus.
It's just like a silly postcard.
Yeah, no, I know. But like, it's literally like girls bent over.
Bought, and I didn't even buy it in that kind of way. I bought it in like a silly. I didn't like buy it to like keep under my mattress. Like I bought it to like put up like my room or our fridge and mm-hmm. like the house that I lived in with three other.
Because it's just silly.
Actors. Yeah. For like the
That's
silly.
That's such a silly picture.
Well, because it's obviously this postcard had been like stained by the sun on this rack of postcards. Imagine Venice Beach Boardwalk. Because it's like, it's obviously very dated. Like those people are probably dead now. Like that's, it's from,
I don't think there's not that
it's from
old.
Like
oh my
the,
goodness.
It's from like the early 80s, you know?
Yeah. Literally we were both born in the 80s.
No, I know.
By the way.
I was joking. But yeah, I didn't mean it in any.
Yeah, I know. I just don't know that. I want our kids walking and seeing like, yeah, dad just has a picture of like naked butts on the wall.
I think butts are
of
art.
Other women. Don't. You know, do whatever you want, but I just don't, I don't know. It's a look. It's a look, love. You can put it back up. Go for it.
I didn't know you'd be jealous of this like joke postcard that I had.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm jealous. I'm a jealous woman. It's the scents. The scents have gotten into my
gotten
mind.
It's gotten into you.
Okay. Wait,
I tell you what, those scents have gotten into me.
I know, it smells real bad in here.
I feel like I'm having like tears and it's, my tears are made of it.
So like I did write down a bunch of things. I literally wrote down starting fights and I have a list of things we could fight about, but I don't think we need that. I think we have enough of that.
Yeah, I think we got that out of
our
system.
I do
want
to talk about the Lions for a quick
episode.
Minute before we go. Because it's very exciting.
People
love football now because
people
of me.
We like your football talking.
They like me talking about football.
Okay.
Because I explained it so well. You know what? All the comments last week said, Eric, draw it. Colleen is visual. She will never understand this unless you draw it. Like all the comments said
that.
I
regret, well, last week's episode, in hindsight, I was like, I was not like, I was moody. I wasn't like in a headspace to be like, I should be recording a podcast right now. You know what I mean? It was like right before we left and I was excited and nervous and yeah, I was somewhere else. You know what I mean? So when our conversation started that way, yeah, I don't think I was listening as kindly as I could have. So I apologize for that.
I think you were fine, but thank you. I love you. The point is that people just were like, hey, she'll understand it if you draw it. So you can just draw it. And
I get what, so they're saying, since you're so visual, if I write these things out, you understand
them?
I'm
an extremely visual learner. Like I audio learning, like it doesn't work on me. Like I remember growing up, the only way I could remember like spelling, like for vocab tests and stuff.
Yeah.
Is I would draw pictures on the actual letters of the word that coincided
with visual
like,
too. Yeah, but you're way more so. So if I drew a picture of a highway right now, and I drove like an overview of a highway and cars driving down and how they should No, I understand that. Would that help you?
No, that does, no, I understand.
Oh, because you think you understand that.
I do understand it. I just think it's dumb. But
football, you don't understand.
Football is too complicated. So if you wrote it down, like, if you're like a graph.
It takes so long to learn the rules. Even, again, there's new rules. And then you're watching it and you'll be listening. And these people that have played this game their whole lives, coach or whatever, and are now like announcers are like, wait, what? You know what I mean? Like, it's like an evolving, they change rules every year.
Yeah. Sounds
they have like committees to do that and they vote on that or whatever. Like no one ever understands. There's always like a penalty a game where I'm like, that's a thing. Like
it does feel like some of the penalties are made up. Like they'll throw a flag and I'm like, for what? And they'll be like, well, they thought he touched him
too hard.
And I'm like, wait, but what's the, pulled on his shirt. And I'm like, well, they pulled on that guy's shirt the other time.
And they're
like,
he was
pulling on a shirt, but he's also pulling on the pad underneath the shirt. And that was fine. I'm like, what?
Yeah. And then you'll hear two professional guys, like, you know, in their 60s be like, well, I don't agree with that. Blah, 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 blah. And then they'll phone a friend. This guy's that's like a rules expert. And he'd be like, yeah, I know they shouldn't do that. And then, I mean, these people are also, the referees are connected to like a, you know, a home base of people that are watching and can call them and let them know. It's like,
Well, I didn't want to bring it up for that. I was just wanting to say like, congratulations on your team.
Yeah, that was the most one seed. All the talk about like the stakes of it not really mattering. Of course it mattered. It's like another game in their season. Of course it mattered because the Lions now have like the best record they've ever had in their entire franchise history. And we were at one of those wins for the best record ever in Lions.
So are we the number one seed?
We are the number one seed.
Of
our conference. But we also have the same record as the Chiefs now, who are the number one seed in the AFC.
Oh my
same
God.
Same record as the Swifts. So I was so great. One of the best experiences I've ever had.
It was fun.
I kept telling you on the drive home, as stressful as the lane changing was, that was like the best day night of my life.
Yeah.
It was so, so great. The game was so entertaining. It was so back and forth with like, and so much like scoring. And we won. I'll never forget it. It was just the best thing ever. And now I can say that I saw the Lions 49er revenge game win the best regular season of their entire franchise history. They won 15. They only lost two games this year out of 17. They only lost two.
If you guys want to see it, I vlogged it.
When they would be like 8-8, I'd be like, this was a really good year. They went 0-16 when there used to be only 16 games this season. They're the only team left that had an 0-16 season. They didn't win a game. Oof. And that was recently.
I know. It's crazy.
When Dan Campbell, their coach, this awesome guy, took over 3 seasons ago. Their record was 3-13-1. They had one tie.
Oh my gosh.
They're 15-2. They have the number one seed.
Can't believe it.
Come on.
So
let's go.
Super Bowl. Super Bowl.
Yeah. So now they have a first round bye and then a home game in the divisional round. And there's like 4 teams that they can play. Of course, one of them is the Vikings again.
So wait,
Packers
do we know
again.
Now the schedule or all the games done? So now we know the schedule?
So they have the bye, which is what's happening next weekend. We'll know after next weekend.
Why do we have to wait till after next weekend?
Because we have the bye. We have the.
But I don't know what that means.
It means how we get to skip around, essentially. We get the week off where the other teams have to play to get to play us.
So we know who's playing next week, but then we won't know.
Yes, but we don't know who will play because we'll play, since we're the number one seed, we play the lowest remaining seed out of the...
Like the worst players?
No, the worst, the lowest ranked. They're all great teams now because it's the NFL and this is the playoffs. But the one that is seeded the lowest will have to play the number one seed in the next round. So if the number 7 seed beats the number 2 seed, we would play the number 7 seed because they're the lowest. But if the 2 seed wins and then the 4 and 5...
You're going to have to draw this.
Yeah.
Will you draw it for me?
We play the lowest remaining after it. So there's 3 games next weekend in the NFC, right?
Okay.
Three wild card games.
Who's playing those? It doesn't matter. I won't remember.
So many teams. There's six teams. You want me to name them?
No, I don't care. I don't care actually at all.
Vikings, Green Bay.
Okay.
Eagles, Minnesota. I already said Minnesota. Commanders.
Oh, my ears just popped. Well, draw me a chart of how it works up until the Super Bowl. I think it's just people play until they lose and then they win.
In 2 weeks, the Lions will have a game at home. And if they win that game, then the NFC Championship game will also be in Detroit because they're number one seed. And that was the game that we went to last year where they lost to the 49ers, the game before the Super Bowl. So they're 2 games away from the Super Bowl. Two.
They can only they're only going to play two more games?
No, they two more wins and they're in the Super Bowl.
But what if they lose one?
Then it's over.
Oh, so they really only are playing two more times until the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Wow.
If they win.
When's the Super Bowl? Is it in 2 weeks?
Weeks? It's like because they take 2 weeks off after the conference championships. They take 2 weeks before the Super Bowl to like meet up to do like a press week and stuff. Yeah, somewhere in there. I don't know the date. Okay.
Well, it's exciting. So the Lions are only playing two more games till the Super Bowl. There's your football
segment. Yeah.
Oh man, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Let's do it, baby.
That'd be so crazy. Can you imagine them in the Super Bowl?
Last one again.
Well. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Can I imagine? I don't know what.
I got to get out of this room. The perfume is reeky. I feel like I might be like, I'm losing brain cells in here because of the smells.
Yeah, the air is toxic.
But draw me a graph or something.
And I'll get a notebook. I'll do all kinds of drawings.
Let us know other perfumes and colognes you want us to smell.
I don't think you read one that they said we should wear.
No, I did read them and I ordered the ones that they wanted.
Oh, okay. So
we're waiting for those. Yeah. And I also read, and they all were just saying that you should draw a graph for me. Draw it.
I'll draw it for you.
All right.
And, but no one said get Be Sexy NYC, right?
No, of course not. No. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.